Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
The final main episode of the year.
This is it. 2022 wrapped. You're lucky I got here alive.
Actually, same.
Oh, I meant today, oh. But in general. It is SantaCon.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, let me tell you.
Did you see that Boxer's Hell's Kitchen, not sponsored, is one of the stops?
There's official stops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does that mean it's more inclusive this year?
Probably not.
The technology has improved. They're getting smarter. There was a gaggle of Santa ladies with Santa hats on my street in an open car blasting Jingle Bell Rock. It was...
The Lindsay Lohan version?
No.
Ugh.
So I threw hot water on them, obviously. But I don't know. God gives his most festive battles to his most cheeriest soldiers. But I'm here.
Yeah.
Soldier through it.
I don't know. Like, I find it entertaining.
It is entertaining until they spill out of the bar throwing up on their Santa outfits. Then it's more entertaining.
Yeah, then it's more entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you remember the failed proposal from last year?
Which?
Or was that? Oh, was that 2019? I'm lost in time. There was the video, and
was it here?
A proposal at SantaCon, and she said no.
No, I don't remember.
And they were all in Santa outfits.
No, but that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, I don't even know.
It's probably here.
It was probably 2019.
Yeah. The years, they blur.
Yeah, we've made it. Shockingly,
we have made it back to December all the time. Oh, she's gonna sue us for that. Yeah. Sorry,
get a good lawyer.
Non-Swiftie singing Taylor songs. That's not why we're here.
It is not.
We're here to discuss the most recent developments in the world of the past week.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And it looks like all signs point to Australia.
Well, I'm ready to go. I have to say, my Australian era, I kind of nailed it.
You did nail it. Mm-hmm. There's fan acclaim. There's critical acclaim. Mm-hmm.
I'm open for adoption at this point.
If any marsupials down under want to adopt.
What's a marsupial?
Like a kangaroo.
Oh.
A joey.
Oh. Stuff me in your pouch and take me away. I've got a pouch you can stuff. No, it's not.
Well, you might at Bondi Beach, a gay party.
Oh, what's happening at the Bondi Beach?
Bondi Beach. Well, we had no idea this was happening.
I'm sorry, what?
The Pussycat Dolls, if you've heard of them, do you understand what I'm saying? 1/6 of them, fifth, depends on what era you're, you're on, is heading down under for the Bondi Beach Australian Gay Extravaganza in March 2023. It's a headlining show. Nicole Scherzinger.
What beach? There's a lot. Because it's an island.
Yeah, I think it's just one of them. It says Bondi Beach.
Well, I guess everything's an island if you think about it.
Well, the world is flat, but yeah. Yeah, we're once again being beckoned to Australia, this time for Scherzi's solo headlining show at Bondi Beach. And I believe I saw Kelly Rowland DJ set, which was a bit odd. Commander from the DJ booth?
Oh my God.
Like, we might actually have to go. The Carrie Ferry's been docked for several years. I'm sure she's still running, though. Could get down there. But Nicole is headlining, which, you know, invites the question or the threat, does that mean there's new music coming?
Well, she did post a TikTok
of her on that boat to Australia. Mm-hmm.
The TikTok trend with the boats. It's not TikTok talk yet.
They have the trend, if you're not on TikTok, and this is not TikTok talk, is you get in a boat and it sails away to the sound of My Heart Will Go On instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's like me, you know, logging out because user 5739 told me to log out. Something like that. In this case, Nicole Scherzinger wrote, on my way to the studio to finish the album y'all keep saying I'm never going to release.
I'll believe it when I hear it.
Well, did you happen to check the comments?
No.
Brutal.
Uh-oh.
It backfired.
Did they eat her up?
They ate her up like a, what's an Australian food? A shrimp on the Barbie. Nope. That was awful. All the comments were like, we said a PCD album, not a Nicole solo album. It's 2022. We don't want that.
It's true. They're the same thing.
It was a humbling comment section. It was deeply humbling. Let's get a little wet. She is promising this album to some of us. Did pre-order My Name is Nicole. Her Name is Nicole on Amazon.
I feel like it's just going to be scrapped PCD, EP songs.
Yes.
Without
it is. It's just going to be Pussycat Dolls music.
Yeah.
Just take out a
minus
few
who's, ha's, and the kick.
Vocal layers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she really means it's a PCD album, but like, can you just slap the name on it and call it a day? Nobody will know the difference. They never did.
That's true. I love you, Carmeet.
Justice for Carmeet. Yeah. Well, if you're down under already, head to the beach. Let's go get away from Scherzi and see you in March 2023. I will not be attending for now.
Seems very expensive.
It seems to be. Seems very expensive to get down there.
Although I would like to see the Great Barrier Reef before I die. That is on my bucket list.
Absolutely.
I would like to see that and the Northern Lights.
Yep.
Up in Iceland.
You go below.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get better with my accents by practicing the vowels.
Yeah, you got to load them up with vowels.
Mm-hmm. The A, the E, the I, the R. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. And then you learn the words. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of talking to myself. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What's anyway in Australian?
Anyway. I think it's pretty good.
That was really good.
Is this problematic?
Nope.
Okay.
You're in luck.
If anyone in Australia would like to adopt me as a 90-day fiancé, get me the fuck out of the United States of America, they let Sacrifice flop. Anyway, this is not Pod Save America.
Nope.
Low Save America. I wish.
I mean, it should be.
Some and argue that we do.
To be fair, my two favorite greatest exports are from Australia. The Sisters Minogue.
Mm.
There you go. Anyway.
I have to get a passport.
You don't have a passport?
No.
Oh, wow.
Why? Is that like a normal thing that like everyone just has?
Not everyone, I guess.
I had it when I was a Bobie.
Mm-hmm.
Because we
Well, you were on those secret missions as a child.
Yeah, I lived in London for a month, actually.
Did you?
Yes, that is a fact.
Got the London look.
Yeah.
What did you do in London?
My dad had to work there for like a month.
How old were you?
Setting up something. And maybe like my sister wasn't born yet, so like 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have memories of it?
Went to the Buckingham Palace. Wrong country, wrong.
Now we're Kylie Minogue in the UK.
Yeah. We went to the Buckingham Palace. We went to the Butterfly Museum. What else do I remember? Big Ben. Mm-hmm. I remember being in a taxi and
driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't really. I remember the plane
ride. The roads
ride.
Were so, so narrow.
Mm.
You almost get hit. They clip you on the sidewalk.
That's all I remember.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, I'll be back there next year. Which is what I've promised for 4 years, but this time I'm serious. Resolutions, everyone. Well, we've got some tour news, and we've also got some upsetting news, actually. And speaking of the song that we were just referencing in the Nicole Scherzinger TikTok that everyone is massacring with their memes, Celine Dion, unfortunately, has postponed her tour for another year due to a neurological condition, which is actually devastating news, and we just wanted to send our love to Celine. This was a devastating video. And I think a lot of people have been waiting patiently for the pandemic postponed tour turned health issues. And now we know more about it. This was a tough watch. You know, I just hope that she's getting all the care that she needs for this condition and that she is able to do this once again. I know that's no easy feat, but I was very upset to see this update.
Yeah, her show in 2019 was, or no, it was 2020, the top of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, she is incredible live and so funny with the stories in between.
We were all so happy that day.
Yeah, this was just not the news we wanted to hear. Very upsetting.
We love you, Celine.
We do love you, Celine. And that was, yeah, I don't know what else to say about it except that we are wishing her the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how do we turn this? Well, let's steer this ship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're keeping it in theme.
Away from...
I have such specific memories with Celine and Titanic, like many gay boys, I'm sure. Like, I was there in the theater, I want to say opening weekend or night, clutching my pearls, watching Jack. Wait, you've never seen it, right?
Titanic?
Yeah.
I'm not that stupid. Yes, I've seen Titanic.
I mean, you've not seen most movies.
I saw Titanic in the theater.
Okay, so we both had that experience.
Two embarrassing Celine stories if you want.
Okay.
One, I cried.
Me too.
In the theater.
Definitely.
I was a child.
Same.
So embarrassing.
Well, we were surrounded by women too. Were you also surrounded by women?
I don't know.
It was my girlfriend, not my date girlfriend. Let's not lie. And then my mom... And like her mom, it was like all girls around me sobbing.
I think I went with my dad, and that's why I was embarrassed that I was crying.
Oh, you saw tits out then with your father.
And I was like, oh, ew.
Can you believe we sat through that also? Like, that movie is like 3.5 hours long. Like, that movie is long. It's on 2 VHSs.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Also, I have a very vivid memory of, because this was like the ice skating era. Do you remember how I wanted to be an ice skater?
Yes. And this was my gay awakening, was ice skating as well.
So I used to put socks on and, quote, skate on the hardwood floors. So you'd, like, spin and, like, slide.
Very,
and I thought
like,
that I was
Tom Cruise, risky business, like, slide in.
Yeah, but, like, cuter.
Right.
Less
Scientologist.
Yeah. And I would, like, spin, and I would think that I was Tara Lipinski.
Uh-huh.
And then... It finally got cold. The lake froze over in our town. And that was when I broke my arm trying to ice skate. I think I told this story, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
I guess we have very memorable experiences.
Dramatic. Like, I really haven't changed, though.
No, you haven't.
About it. Like,
no.
This kid being like, it's so easy. You just run on ice. And me being like, oh, it's so fucking easy. I'll do it. And then clown myself.
The first of many times that you've injured yourself, proving people wrong.
Honestly, yeah. Physically and mentally.
Yep. But you got the last laugh.
Well, laughing about it now.
Yep.
And my arms still work, so.
Work.
Anyway, speaking of working.
Oh.
how about we work the runway, ladies? Working the ice to working the runway.
Wow.
I think it's time that we segue over. We skate our way into a little segment that we like to call
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Well, writer girl.
Well.
Promo.
You know, I can't say when these things are happening until they happen. You know, you always wonder if they're going to fall through.
Insider.
Paid off.
Exclusive.
Yes, I wrote this month's paper magazine cover story with Miss Tuvalu, interviewed by Baby Troye Sivan.
Slay!
With a
cover. I don't know you said that, but like I would just
cover girl
bolding and underlining it. Cover story.
That is correct. Now, this all happened. This came together very quickly, so I actually didn't even see this photo series until it went live. So I didn't know what the pictures were going to be either. But they are very, very cool. So Miss Tuvalu is creative directed and photographed by Maisie Cousins, and with custom lingerie by Michaela Stark. And the lingerie does body stuff with it. Like,
oh.
Like it's tight in places on purpose, mm-hmm. to like enhance and just give like unusual forms and figures to the body, as you can see deeper inside the photos. She is all out there. We've got some disco tits in action.
Oh, yeah. I was scrolling. I was like, oh, that's an areola.
But yeah, I got to chat with them and moderate their conversation. Troye is a fantastic interviewer. He just like was ready to go. He was in his journalist mode down under. Speaking of Australians, let's talk about Australia. And it was great. I really enjoyed their conversation. If you want to go check it out, it's at Paper Magazine. They really got into it pretty fast. They dove into new music, body issues, her album Dirt Femme, TikTok, and whether that's affecting their creative process right now, and a lot of good stuff about the music industry and the LGBTs, pop bitches in the queer community. It was a really good conversation. I highly recommend it.
It's a good read. I don't want to spoil all of it because you should.
Yeah,
they really. I loved what she talked about, you know, like disconnecting off her phone.
Oh, yeah.
All the body stuff, which yes. I thought fit really well with the photos.
Definitely. Well, I'm really glad that this was the shoot that went with it, because she talked a lot about Grapefruit, the song on Dirt Femme, and how it came from a place of body dysmorphia and disordered eating. And she really went in on it. So check it out. It's really interesting and insightful, and they're great interviewer and interviewees, and it was a pleasure to be able to moderate that. So I tried to hint last week, I knew that it was happening, and we had talked about Troye, so that was like, but I couldn't say anything yet. I try and drop hints when I can, but yeah, closed out the year with a bang.
We love to see it.
We do. So high fashion, what else we got this week?
Well, speaking of covers.
More covers.
The New York Magazine, NY Mag,
yeah.
With their New York. I mean, that's like the concept there.
The concept is like New York citizens.
Yeah, it's like a magazine for New York.
Yeah, it's very layered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they had their compilation of New York legends.
Yeah, she was a little Photoshop job there.
Yes, yeah.
But it was cool.
It was cool. And honestly, they highlighted a lot of people that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've got the main pop girl of the year, Miss Julia Fox, loud and proud on the cover. But we've also got some surprises, I would say, scattered throughout. We had Hal Batty, Bojangles.
Iconic. We live,
giving a very iconic look. Yes. Shout out to Bojangles. Entertainer, you'll see all around the city.
Mm-hmm. A drag queen here in New York.
Drag queen extraordinaire. Z-Way. Who is
in the lower right.
Yes, killing it on Showtime.
She really is.
The interviews are getting so, so good. What was it lately?
The newest one with Amber Riley about Leah Michele.
So your debut single is called Colorblind. It was so, so good. Yeah, she is killing it. And I also feel like whether or not people are seeing on Showtime, they are on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot. So I think it's still going the distance, even though different channels.
Yeah.
Who knows who's seeing what. But on TikTok, we're all seeing it. So
yeah, she had Julia Fox on recently.
She did. That was a great one as well.
The Katya interview.
Asking Julia Fox if she thought she was a woman of color because she's Italian. She was like, well, she had like a no, but, which was a really funny moment. She had Katya who, and Bob the drag queen. When she has a drag queen,
they
throw it right back.
They threw her off.
Yes.
I would say they're the only ones who have gagged Z-Way a little bit.
They have. They're excellent at throwing it right back because they're unspooked. They're unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They've heard everything. It's been really good. And of course, Bowen Yang has done it. Who else has done it? I don't know. It's been everybody, to be honest.
Luann.
Yes.
It's very good. The clips are on her Instagram as well as on TikTok. But it was cool to see all of these different people on this cover.
It represented my New York.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul Rudd was there?
Yeah, wasn't he?
Is Paul Rudd, is he here?
I don't really think of him as like New York, but he was on the cover.
Oh, okay.
I just think he's hot.
Yeah.
But he was there.
He's like the, oh, you're right.
He's like waving.
All of these names, my goodness. Paul Rudd was his delightful Paul Rudd self, mock hailing a cab in the crosswalk. Z-Way charmed everyone she met. Chuck Schumer, Spike Lee, Corn Kid.
Oh, yeah. Know who's not on this cover?
Ice Spice. Oh, who?
Rat!
I don't see a single one.
I don't either.
But there are pigeons.
But you know what they say. At any point in time in New York, you're like 6 feet away from a rat because they're in the walls and stuff.
Hey, girls.
They're in your apartment.
No, they're not. They were in my last one,
though.
Little
scurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do hear them every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely heard them in my last apartment all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. It's part of the ambiance.
Nothing that a little, what's it called? Steel wool?
Yeah.
Can't fix.
What do you do with it?
You fill up the holes.
What holes?
If there's like holes in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you check your
if
kitchen.
If they chew through there.
Yeah, because if you have like a dishwasher or something that requires plumbing.
Yeah.
That sounded really dumb because like every kitchen has a sink in it. But like check around the pipes and the holes for the pipes are usually too big. So you take steel wool and you fill in that hole because they can't chew through it or get through it.
I don't think anyone expected you to be talking about filling holes on this pod. Welcome to Plumbers Only.
Oh my God. Honestly, Sam.
Honestly, slay.
I don't think I filled a hole since college.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're waiting for that era to kick off again.
Yeah, well, there's someone who's waiting for that era to kick off. Let's just say that.
Oh.
Anyway.
Who is she?
We talked about it.
We did.
Anyway, off the subject.
That's right. Well, there's a woman of dignity.
Oh.
Something we are not familiar with.
No.
On the cover of a magazine. Hillary
Duff. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's coming clean.
She is coming clean.
Hillary Duff is on the cover of Women's Health.
Looking healthy. Yes. She's in a blue... Is a swimsuit. Yep.
It's simple. It's not giving really high fashion, but it is giving editorial.
It's giving women's health and men's health. Like they have a look that is so specific.
Yeah.
Like I think
like
of the Britney show. I think of, they just all have that same sort of photoshopped look, which is not a diss to any of them, but they all sort of look the same. Men's health, women's health have that.
It's giving
look.
Like Equinox.
It's giving Equinox. It's giving,
Professional. High fashion. Smooth skin.
Now, there was a tweet that went viral from the Daily Loud that said, Hillary Duff still looking great at age 35. And it went like super viral. And shout out to Carrie O'Donnell, who quote retweeted and said, she's 35 and still fucks. Find out how this gorgeous ghoul clanks through her agony and slays every day.
His quote retweets
yes.
are always so fucking funny.
It was also, thank you, Carrie, because I...
Yes, this is Carrie O'Donnell, by the way,
yeah,
it's who also has a podcast.
That's right. Sexy Unique Podcast.
Yeah. Sup.
Sup.
Mm-hmm.
Very appreciated. Like, we've done the thing that they've done to Madonna and everybody else where it's like, she's 35. She's not fucking retired. Like, what? Still looking great? Like, what the fuck? It's... I can't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Media. I just love seeing Hillary slaying.
Yeah, she actually
what it
is.
Whether it's on the charts.
Well, that'll never
or
happen
on the
again.
Covers. I know. I saw another tweet that was like, I can't believe you guys let Sparks flop. And I was like, we're still doing this. Got
we're
it.
Still using that same tweet format.
Mm-hmm. And someone quote retweeted and was like, again. Like,
that's the thing. We just recycle the same things every day. There's like three gay Twitter topics that come up every time. It's the bellies one where you're like real what people claim they want and it goes to like an ab stomach and what they really want, like the belly one. I'm explaining this weird, but it's like discourse about perfect bodies. That's one of them. Then there's No Kink at Pride is another one. What's the third one that constantly they always recycle? That 2015 Queerty article that's like Taylor Swift is the new queen of pop.
Oh,
and everyone gets mad all over again.
All over the sandwich.
Well, the gays were actually preoccupied with an album that came out this week.
Mm.
But we want to talk about the visuals right now.
Yes. The SZA, which if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. She's back.
She is.
And she's saying SOS and a whole lot of other things on her new album, which has been a long time in the making. But we're talking about the cover, which was inspired by a photo of Princess Diana from 1997. Oh. Sorry, I was just thinking about my Princess Diana beanie baby, getting a little choked up.
Oh, do you still have her?
I still have her in a case.
Yeah. Did you
protecting
see...
it from the royal family? They'll never take it from me.
Did you watch Harry and Meghan?
I didn't, but we recapped it for work, and I know the high level tidbits from it. I can't do 3 hours, and that's only half.
Oh,
it's a 6 hour thing.
Oh,
I believe.
It doesn't really. I'm not like a royal family person.
I have to be for work, but I will say sometimes I actually, this is funny that it's in the segment, I am interested in the deep dives into the fashion because it's always intentional. There's always a reference to a past royal or something. Like Princess Kate and Meghan always wear things that are either Princess Di wore it or there's some sort of reference to the throne or the color is of the place they're visiting. There's usually an intention to their style that is deeper than just like how they look chic, which I find interesting. But as far as the drama, I don't really... I mean, it is a reality show. It's the same as like why people eat up everything else. And, you know, they like to, you know, embellish the rift between the brothers and get into all that.
The drama over the curtsy was so ridiculous.
The curtsy was hilarious. I can't.
Like, she was making a self-deprecating, like, this is so embarrassing that I did this. And everyone's like, the disrespect to the crown. Like, what?
Yeah, they intentionally...
Just say that you're racist.
They intentionally try and misrepresent her at every turn.
Yeah.
Like, cutting that snippet out. And also, she was clearly, being self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm. She's saying, like, I'm so embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassing. I didn't know
how to curtsy. My curtsy was so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. They look
I think she should gag everyone and
wear
a crown.
Well, we still have part two.
She should show up to the Met Gala in somewhat like what Rihanna did with the crown.
Yeah.
And just fucking gag all of them.
She
Fuck
might,
it.
In part
Do
two,
it.
She might name names. That's the thing that everyone's waiting for is if they're going to name names.
Just put a fucking queen crown on and call it a day.
Could do that too.
That's what I would do. If I was...
She should honestly get on the Met Gala red carpet and have one of her Deal or No Deal briefcases.
Oh my God.
And open it up and it's the royal jewels.
It's the scepter?
Yeah.
Oh.
The little Bobies come in and give her the rest of the outfit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's...
Or like that green outfit that the queen wore at her final. Uh-huh. Like hoopla.
Yeah.
That hoopla. Oh my God. I'm gonna get canceled for calling it a hoopla.
Jubilee.
Yes.
Her mighty hoopla.
A hoopla.
A hoopla.
Oh my God. Show up wearing that and a scepter. Borrow it from RuPaul.
Honestly, from Fierce Crown, Fierce Drag Jewels.
Like, they're going to hate you no matter what you do. So just, I don't know.
Exactly.
I would have too much fun as a villain.
You don't have the royal name yet. You mm-hmm. need to do that. Marry in.
Where can I marry in?
Yeah, they hide the gay ones if there are any. I'm trying to think.
They're locked in the
You'll have to just be
Ben.
A beard or something. I don't know. Mm. A lesbian. Marry Princess Eugenie or something.
Oh, Sly.
Anyway, SOS cover. Photograph of Princess Di from 97 when she was on a yacht during a trip in Italy, surrounded by the ocean. SZA says, originally I was supposed to be on top of a shipping barge, all hands on deck. Tinashe.
All hands on deck, Bop.
But in the references that I pulled for that, I pulled the Diana reference, she said, because I loved how isolated she felt, and that was what I wanted to convey the most.
It's such a stunning cover.
It is.
And the animated version with the ocean moving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The true, huh?
I should have saved this. I don't know where this was. I believe it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
But someone did a side-by-side, and they said that they love how hopeful and optimistic that SZA
looks. I was just
going
to bring that up. It's the same setting, mm-hmm. but it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Because Diana looks decidedly forlorn and pensive.
It's very ominous.
Yes. And SZA is more head to the light, like mm-hmm. getting her light and looking a little more hopeful.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's
it's like
a
walking
different
the
vibe.
Plank and not knowing.
Uh-huh.
It's like this big ocean and it's scary. And
there could be sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Meg too. Yeah.
Love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And her tits out in that spread that she posted yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
In the black.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
That's true.
Slay. Is that what the S stands for in SZA?
Yes, it does. It does, yeah. What? Yeah, that was the
I feel
cover.
Like I'm already been canceled like 4 times in this episode.
True. True.
Well,
true.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep it going. Add it to the list. Oh, well, okay. So let's take it back a little bit. Let's go, girls, to the People's Choice Awards.
Now, Shania.
Shania, one of the best-selling female artists of all time. I always forget her numbers, but her numbers are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I also always forget she's Canadian, too.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
I'm teasing.
Well, we've got the, and I want to get this right, Shania Twain wearing custom Rodarte.
Ooh.
Remixed, remastered, reimagining her iconic That Don't Impress Me Much leopard look.
Mm-hmm.
Is it leopard or cheetah? It's leopard. I always confuse that.
Yeah. Hopefully it was faux.
It's leopard print. I think she actually hunted down the leopard herself.
Slay.
Literally. She did the slow cam mm-hmm. with Cole. He does the slow cam on TikTok. He does it for everybody. She did that. And she did a medley live. And she changed the lyrics. Did you know that? It was cute.
The Ryan Reynolds
one. The Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So you're Ryan Reynolds. That don't impress me much. Yeah, she did that. He was in attendance receiving some sort of Icon Legend Award. Mm-hmm. And she won the Icon Legend of the World Award for music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved the look as well.
Oh, it's a slay.
Mm-hmm.
The reveal into the sparkling bodysuit.
Yeah.
Slay.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of obsessed with, it's not new, but it's the newest of the songs that she put out recently.
Oh, yeah. The
Way Up Higher. The Waking Up Dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I admittedly didn't know about the song until I watched this medley.
Yep.
And I was like, bop. That but it came out in like September.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like people weren't exactly checking for it in the same way as they once, you know.
But it's good.
It is good.
It's a bop.
It is. It's from her album Queen of Me coming out next year. Her first since 2017's Now. Queen of Pop. Queen of Country Pop specifically.
Yeah, I thought she nailed this.
She really did. She has sold over 100 million records, making her the best-selling female artist in country music history.
Wow.
Literally the Queen of Country Pop. Well, she better trademark it. We'll see if she wins.
Did anything else happen at the PCAs?
Chrishell Staus threw a temper tantrum.
Oh, on stage?
Not on stage. Ugh. She got drunk and tweeted. She yelled at the organizers because she couldn't bring a plus one, but some of her castmates could.
Oh.
She said, F you at PCAs. And then the next morning, she tweeted a
I never said that.
Kind of. She
Paris
was like,
is my friend.
There were internal discussions and I should not drink before I tweet.
Oh.
Something like that. What else happened? Any sort of chaos?
I saw, did you see, you would like this? Mm-mm. The Kardashians won like People's Choice for like best, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Crickets while they were giving their speech.
Yep. But you know who made noise? Did you see that one moment where Kathy Hilton was standing behind Mariska Hargitay?
Oh, with the lip gloss. Yeah. I did see that clip.
That was a moment. And Lisa being like, they got me seated next to Kathy.
Well, that season was so good.
Yeah, they're really,
they're
riding high.
And Crystal and Sutton did the glam cam.
Oh, did they?
And it was like kind of flop, but like amazing.
I get nervous about the glam cam because I would not be able to do it in one take for sure.
No.
Also, I don't know what pose I would do in a half second. Some of them just have it, but yeah, it's hard.
Kyle Richards was kind of serving.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kacey Musgraves, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, though, I don't feel like anything happened at the PCRs.
I don't think so either. It's generally like a PR thing. You know? It's like, especially, what network is it again? I don't know. But that was the choice of the people.
Well, was it?
Was it, though?
No.
Not the Kardashians.
Inside job.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Definitely, yes.
There is a reason why all of the winners are the only ones there. That's all I will say.
Let's talk about it.
I'm not under an NDA anymore.
No.
But the shit is rigged.
Oh, for sure.
It is.
Those especially. Like, that's a very, like, PR-y kind of whatever.
No, it's not rigged.
The Lows?
Yes, they are not rigged.
That's true. The Legends Only Awards.
Next week.
100% real. Mm-hmm. Voted by...
Us. Me.
Us. That is true. Yes.
Two award shows in one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fashion and bodysuits, and moving on over to TikTok.
Yes.
I think it's time for a little TikTok talk. So I wanted to shout out this designer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to butcher this name. Tamana the Label is the @. She chronicled, or that's not the right word. She documented her process recreating Rihanna's iconic diamond CFDA look into her own bodysuit, which looks just like Shania's. And it went viral. And she walked the streets and she's strutting the streets. And everyone's like, oh my God, so hot, babes. So hot.
She did. Oh my God. A lot of people were like,
it has like 6 million views. And then I was scrolling her account and she was showing all these different cuts of it and how she made it and getting the samples. And I just thought it was really cool and a slay. And I wish I could pull something like that off.
She looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shout out to her. Speaking of things you've bought.
Oh, yes. This is breaking news.
Uh-huh.
Fresh off the presses.
Uh-huh.
So I posted a TikTok the other day. Now, the username is theprincess.kayla. And she posted a TikTok that said, me being the last owner of Chloe and Lamar's perfume, to which I stitched and said, nope, you're not the only one.
You're certainly not.
Because I don't just have one bottle. I have two backup bottles instead.
If the world comes to an end, you've still got Chloe and Lamar.
Honestly. So I stitched this and it currently has 40,000 views.
People certainly know. Maybe
it's out now.
The manufacturers will reach out and they'll send you the unsold bottles.
Someone said that they're still on Amazon.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm set for life.
You're good, Blue.
But
stock up just in case.
Mm-hmm. It felt kind of nice, like clowning myself a little on TikTok.
I'm glad that people know that is your scent. And it is, unironically.
It smells good.
That's your scent.
It's like bergamot. Fresh. I don't know what bergamot is, but it smells good.
Love that.
So we'll see how many plays that gets.
Love, love, love that kind of stuff. Some would say that you were just ahead of your time for adopting Chloe and Lamar's fragrance, while other people are 2 weeks late to the trend. Really showing her millennial ass. Lady Gaga has finally found the Bloody Mary dance. Now, the song is storming the Spotify viral charts. It's causing discourse on TikTok with Christians pretending to clutch their pearls and be like, oh, this unholy song.
So blasphemous.
Blasphemous. Gaga did this dance. She did the Wednesday Addams
in costume.
Jenna Ortega self-choreographed COVID dance.
I've always wanted to redefine what it means to be an icon.
I'm glad she did it. She really embodied it. She is that weirdo dancing, so it was very much appropriate.
They were eating her up a little bit on TikTok.
Were they?
Did you see the one tweet that was like, I would never?
Oh,
but no. Like, it's her song, and it's
do
now
the dance. I don't
flying
know.
Up the streaming charts.
Of course she should do the dance.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was just a bitter hater sitting at home, flopping.
An Aubrey O'Day stan. Well, you can just fart the national anthem on TikTok and get a hit.
It probably was.
I mean, this goes back to our point again from last week. I feel like we drilled it in multiple times, but like,
you got to do what you got to do in this society. Mm-hmm. Evolve or die.
Also, in the wake of this, have you seen the little monsters that are saying we need to gatekeep heavy metal lover? And I'm like, fact. I was such a Born This Way hater, but like, it actually was really good.
I was not a Born This Way hater. It is really good. I was just a Gaga hater early on.
Yeah, this is my Gaga hate era.
Yeah. We've since repented.
Well, I stand. Then I hated. Mm-hmm. Then I stand again. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The pendulum swung.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But Heavy Metal Lover is top five. That is a fact.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they could attach it to a movie or something, but at the same time, and it still blows my mind that this song is not in the show.
Oh, right.
It's just because a fan attached it in TikTok and it went everywhere. Well, like, that's how weird TikTok is sometimes. It's like the source material isn't even what went viral. Like, the song they picked for this scene is not even the song they're using. Just happens.
And that's why we love it.
That's why we love it.
So maybe if your fave had more fans.
Pick me, Rue. Pick me. Choose me.
Who's that jit? Who's that jit? That's also going viral again. The sound is, that is a
I'm
thing.
I'm obsessed with that sound clip.
Love, love, love the song, Who's That Chick? Who's that chick? Who's that chick? Love that kind of stuff.
So good. That whole scene, I don't know if you've seen, it's like a 12-minute interview with Rue.
Yeah.
She holds up Femme Fatale, too. Mm-hmm. She talks about Who's That Chick?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It's
the whole
so
clip.
Good. She's got taste. Speaking of dances, there's plenty of dancing going around lately. A whole squad of dancers.
Little girl.
Eight Megans stormed the, I want to say New York, I'm not sure, or LA, premiere of M3gan Megan.
I call it that.
M3gan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't.
It's very the Vavitch.
Yes. Like, oh my God, wait, I say that too. Yeah. And Chaverches. And the Holy
absolutely.
Favuck tour.
Holy Favuck. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, if you're going to spell it like that, I'm going to say
Ducks
it.
Yeah, Moy.
Exactly.
Everything is phonetic to me, so like,
uh-huh.
M3gan.
M3gan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little girl coming for Chucky's wig is coming around the corner. I believe it comes out in January. And they have managed to make this meme last, go the distance. I mean, you know other films are seething at this marketing and promo, like... This is what you want, is this virality. So once again, we have eight uncoordinated Megans doing the dance that went viral
mm-hmm.
to Taylor Swift's... What's the song even?
I forget.
Hold on.
Get a good lawyer.
Yeah, I can't even say the name out loud. They danced ominously to It's Nice to Have a Friend. That's the song that's featured in the theme in the trailer. And yeah, they looked spooky, ooky, but mostly embarrassing, uncoordinated. They needed a few more practice rounds, mm-hmm. I think.
Taylor probably had to approve that.
That's the
which
thing.
Which is the funniest part about
that
it.
All you saw go viral, too, is like she mm-hmm. was in a meeting and somebody was like, so.
These M3gans want to perform one of your songs. How do you feel mm-hmm. about it?
She had to sign off on that. I kind of love it. I mean, we are obviously reaching the final point of the meme before it's done. It's arguably been dead, but this was another funny... This will get it to go through holiday season,
mm-hmm.
right for the movie release. I wonder if it's good. I have no idea. I might watch it.
I know, there's been no reviews yet, has there?
No, which is never a good sign usually, but...
I saw that Chucky added her and was like, you flop, who has a Halloween movie in January or something?
Oh my God. I mean, that was... that. There are points to be made about
Chucky
that.
Chucky is giving M3GAN way too much promo.
True.
It's very like Rihanna versus Ciara when Rihanna was like, never mind, you will not get an app from me. Like...
Somebody also said it to, this is a niche reference, to Girls Aloud's Biology, and it looks exactly like Nicola doing Dainty Doll promo. For anyone who gets the reference, it's giving that. Anyway, Megan M3GAN is coming January 6th, 2023.
I kind of want to see it.
I would see it.
I just don't want to go to a theater.
I wonder if she's doing a day and date release on streaming. Maybe.
Oh, I hope.
Universal. Maybe.
Yeah, I never want to step foot in a theater ever again.
Yeah, you've said that. Well, you probably don't have to. I don't think anything's really compelling you.
It'll be on streaming.
It will, and it actually will probably be on TikTok.
Probably.
Have you ever stumbled on a live stream on TikTok of a whole movie?
Get a good lawyer.
Literally. Never. Oh, yes.
A full concert, yes, but not a movie.
Yeah, somebody will just like put their phone up during a movie theater. I watched like 20 minutes of Black Panther. Because somebody was just sitting there with their phone.
Streaming it on TikTok?
Streaming it on TikTok. I also watched the entirety of that, not the entirety, the ending conclusion of that one thriller of the two girls that climb up the really tall, it's like a height suspense.
The Descent?
That's the opposite. That's down. This is up. They're like climbers and they get caught on top of climbing something. It came out this year.
The Mountain?
Something Everest? Like that. Height,
Everest
fear,
falls.
Movie.
The Ascent.
Fall. Oh. It's called Fall.
Work.
And they're just like stuck on top of a thing that they climbed for like 90 minutes. It's kind of giving open water or like two people who are like in survival mode for 90 minutes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Us trying to get through an episode every week. Have you seen The Descent?
It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. That'll get you. That's Ooh. A scary one. And there's two different endings.
Oh.
Two very different endings.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, you got to look that one up.
Hmm.
And then a terrible sequel. Don't even look that one up.
Oh.
You know they always do that, though. They always try and cash in again.
The Descent 2.
Mm-hmm.
Descending deeper.
Descending deeper. Deeper and deeper. Well, as we descend deeper into this episode, you know, last week we talked about a singer who... seemingly was in on the joke and enjoyed the joke regarding Quismoise. However, I don't actually think she likes it.
Nope.
And I actually think this exposed that TikTok as being a PR move, and her true feelings came out in this little interview. Because
mm-hmm.
she was defending her pronunciation in this, and it felt serious.
Yeah, it got a little too serious. It got too a little quick.
Yes, she was doing an interview for Access Hollywood, and she.
We're talking about Camila.
Camila Cabello.
Is it Christmas or is it Quismas? Okay. We want to. I know. We want to know. Like, first of all, where did this come from, and how is the proper way to say?
Well,
how do you say Christmas?
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't really hear it, and I still don't super hear. The difference, I think I'm just singing it with feeling. Like, of course, I'm not singing like Christmas, but I also, like, you don't sing like that. Like, you sing like, you know what I mean? So, oh God, I did it again. I don't know. I'm trying to learn from the mistake, but it's hard for me to accept that. It is one in this
Thank you.
In this case, because I don't super hear that it's wrong. I'm just going to be totally honest.
Well, give me right now. How do you say Christmas?
Christmas.
Bam. There you go. Settles that debate.
She was not happy.
Nope.
She's probably been asked about it a million times. However, she made that TikTok joking about teaching herself how to pronounce it correctly. But in this interview...
Has she been asked about it a million times? This is the first, I think.
Well, but she probably has been asked about it. I'm saying like not in a interview setting maybe, but like I'm sure people send her memes all the time.
Mm.
But this was an interesting, she was like, well, I didn't even really know that it was, I mean, yeah, I don't say it perfectly like Christmas when I sing, but it was like, oh, you're mad. Yeah. You're big mad.
It was very pointed.
It was pointed.
Christmas.
Christmas. It was interesting.
Well, she should have leaned into it. I would have been like, Quiznos.
And then, literally.
You know.
Or make a Quizmois shirt, honestly. Just go big or go home. Anyway.
Oh, well. I'm not, you know, the social media strategist here, so what do I know?
What do we know?
But on the subject of our TikTok queens of pop,
yeah,
Addison Rae has been name-dropped by Charlie XCX in a recent interview, where Charlie says she told Addison Rae to release I Got It Bad.
I know that you were in the studio with Addison Rae for a while. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I am Addison's number one fan. She is such a wonderful person. She has so many good songs. I don't really know like what's happening with them. I'm not even a part of most of them. I'm just genuinely like such a fan.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's a legend. Yeah. She is like legend status, and I hope that we hear more music from her. But working with her was really cool. I mean, she's a very kind soul. She is just, we're kind of like the yin to each other's yang. She's kind of like very like happy and like bubbly, and I'm kind of, this is my voice and I talk like this and you know, whatever. So it's like a good dynamic. We have a good dynamic.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to like hear her songs, because you can definitely hear the influence of your music that I feel like had on her. And I know there's some fans like pressuring you on Twitter, like, tell Addison to release I Got It Bad.
No, I'm telling her. Yeah. I text her all the time. I'm like, release it. What are you doing?
Exactly. It's a bop. Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing, but I'm sure it's coming if I have anything to do with it.
If everyone would look back at everything we've been saying and preaching and praying and saying.
It's just the weekly update of forcing Addison Rae to release.
If Charlie can't get her to do it, it's never happening.
It's not happening.
It's over.
I fear.
What I also thought was interesting was Charlie admitted that she wasn't involved on any of these songs.
Yes, she did.
Which I thought she was.
Yeah, I think she might have at least been working with her on something.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's not any of this batch of songs that have already been done.
Yeah.
But I do think they're friends, and I do think she probably creatively has given her ideas, if not started EPing a project of some sort for her. But not these bops. Not these ones floating around on TikTok.
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no. We'll just have to wait a little bit longer.
Damn, I'll get it never.
No, we won't be getting that. I think the ship has sailed.
Just like that TikTok meme. She could do that.
That's true. Oh, wow. She could, yeah.
The final, this is like a free idea. She could do the mastered version of I Got It Bad, heading to the trash bin after going viral on TikTok. Like, something like that.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, oh, well. We tried.
Yeah, we did. All year we badgered her. We annoyed her on TikTok, on Twitter. Didn't work. It's okay.
Maybe next year.
Maybe. Well, some girls have released, at least. There's been some releases this week, including... Question for the culture. Have you listened? And did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard?
No, you fucking said it. My favorite quotes.
Miss Lana Del Rey is back with the title track from her upcoming 9th studio album, if you can believe it.
Wow.
She is a prolific, problematic princess, if nothing else. She is back with Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, with spelling that is making my eyes cross. The lack of capitalization, but sometimes her track titles are getting, she's pushing me, she's testing me, you know, sentence case it or don't, title case.
What does that mean?
She capitalized Ocean Boulevard in it, but it's just kind of, it just looks unfinished in the way that it's written out. I'm just mad about it because it just doesn't please the eye to me.
Yeah.
That's a very specific complaint that I have. In any case, we got the album cover. Well, we got like 50 million variant covers, actually. I believe there's like, you know, the Urban Outfitters exclusive and the alternate this and that of it. We've got the album details. Once again, working with Jack Antonoff, sure to make everybody mad because he's worked with all the girlies once again. The features include Bleachers, Father John Misty, Tommy Genesis, which is interesting. And yeah, we have a song, a lovely tune. I have to say, obviously, I fell off the Lana train. What does she have? She doesn't have a Lana train. She has a Lana gondola. And I did fall off in between Question for the Culture and the see-through mask and the dating a cop. Like, that was a dark, bad era for her.
Yeah.
That I really, I fell off. But for some reason, I'm back on board already, I have to say. I really enjoy the song. The orchestral parts of it are giving me earlier Del Rey. I think it's a beautiful song. It's very Lana. The references are interesting in the song, very poetic. And she just really gets when an LGBT is going to eat it up, because the lyrics, open me up, tell me you like it, fuck me to death, love me until I love myself. Yeah, that's going to be tattooed on many twinks in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah.
That's
no, you
what...
fucking didn't.
She is going to have more of those mean greets. No, you fucking didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy about this song, and you know, whatever, she does chill releases. She just like drops the song, drops the album, little fanfare, goes on Instagram live, smokes a vape, pull from a jewel, whatever she does,
I don't know.
She talks puff. About yeah, puff a vape,
puffing away.
And that's pretty much all the promo she does or needs, honestly.
Yeah For me, the best part of this is all... I don't know how I feel about the song.
Okay.
But the best part of this, for me, is all of the memes on Twitter where everyone is going and screenshotting Trisha Paytas video thumbnails and titles. And they are all... could literally be Lana covers.
Yes.
So there is... Eating a greasy KFC bucket by myself in my Rolls Royce in the parking lot. Is
literally. Literally a Lana title.
Going through my likes. Oh,
buttered
my God.
Buttered noodles on the veranda.
That's the best one.
That's the best one.
My likes are so unhinged. Oh, my God.
Mine are inappropriate.
But yeah, that's the funniest part of this is the Trisha Paytas video title memes.
Loving
also,
that.
Also, the SNL performance I saw was getting life again.
Really?
On TikTok.
Are they dragging it or what are they doing?
The comments that I saw on the one were like way too ahead of its time.
Oh.
No one understood. This is art.
Yeah, I do feel like people have a re-examination of it a little bit. It's very Britney 2007 VMAs of people reclaiming it or being like, you know, whatever.
It was a moment. I'm scrolling Trisha's YouTube right now and seeing if there's any other ones that fit. Eating pizza slices as big as my head in my Rolls Royce. Eating taquitos out of my tiny Birkin. That's kind of a sleigh. I had taquitos last week. The flavor.
Delicious.
Well, speaking of the flavor.
Oh.
We have some things coming up.
We do. Also, shout out to the SZA album. I mean, we did mention it about the cover, but my favorite on there is F2F for now, which I believe that's the one that she co-wrote with Lizzo, which is a bit of a shocker. Yep. Good stuff on there. Just love that kind of stuff.
Lizzo's speech at...
Oh, People's Choice Awards.
That was People's
that
Choice
was
Awards.
A moment. Yes.
See, the thing is, I can never tell anymore what these things are from because there's so many. That was an amazing speech.
That was a moment. Was that 17 activists? I want to say 17, 19.
Yeah, she brought all these women out.
Yep.
Shouted them out one by one.
Yeah, that was a moment.
People are also raving about her documentary.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
Adele shouted it out.
Oh.
In Vegas.
I didn't realize that.
Live. But I'm hearing a lot. I need to check it out.
Yeah. Love that.
I believe it's HBO Max, not sponsored.
I think so.
I think. But yeah, speaking of... the flavor. We have some things coming up for the end of the year. One of them including the return of Chigs.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hi, guys.
Wow.
Hello, guys.
No more soggy bottoms here.
I was over him, and now I'm like, I'll watch.
You're back.
Yeah.
you're back and your yeast is rising in the oven. He's back for a New Year's Eve special.
Mm-hmm. I'll tune in.
Is it like a one-off All-Stars?
Yeah, they do those like bake a cake, you know. Make a New Year's cake.
Uh-huh. Because I just read an interview with Prue Leith, who said that the reason they don't do All-Stars is because there's too much at stake to, you know, you build a brand, you build a bakery, you build a cookbook line. There's more at stake to come back and like flop on a show like that.
Oh.
That's why she says they haven't done an All-Stars yet. Interesting.
Well, if you were an All-Star, then... Yeah.
And my thing is also like, yeah, so bring back like the ones who flopped out early that don't have anything yet.
Oh.
You know?
Bake Off First Out Edition.
Ooh, that's a concept. First Out of the Oven Edition.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh my God. Needed more time to proof?
Oh my God.
Look themselves.
Bitch, you just wrote their whole wrote marketing their whole campaign thing. In oh 2 seconds. God. And you
I will sue
that.
You, Paul Hollywood. I will sue you for everything you're worth. Yeah. But
also the one host quit.
Matt Lucas.
Stepped down.
Which I don't want to be mean, but I'm grateful because I need them both out of there. I need lesbians back in. I never loved them as much.
Yeah.
I liked the ladies.
I like the taller one. He's funny.
Yes. But still, I just predominantly, surprise, surprise, like the women of the show more. Like, I need a Mary Berry back.
Oh,
Prue,
yeah.
Yes, Prue is, you know, but it's okay. We're making do with what we've got. And we've got another year to the next one.
Yeah.
So, well, not until the New Year's special.
I know, with Chigs.
Hmm.
Really threw me off with the visit to the Jets game. I was like, oh, God.
What threw you off about that?
I think that was like the confirmed straight.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, you were holding out hope.
Well, not really, but like, you know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But that was like, ugh. You flew all the way over the Atlantic Ocean to come to New York to go to New Jersey? What?
For a game.
That's to watch football?
All the sexual orientation confirmation you need. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Hi, guys.
The Sandro Hive stays eating.
Oh, I haven't watched the new season.
Well. He's a gay. Many gays this season, actually. In any case, speaking of gay. Speaking of award shows and gay, we've got the Ellos 2022 final episode of the year coming at you next week. We are very excited to bring you the awards. You never know who can show up.
No one showing up.
We didn't have the budget. And we will be awarding our latest, greatest, most loved things in music, TV, movies.
Our third
appliances.
Annual.
Yeah.
Flops, bops.
Flops and bops. Bangers and bops.
Flops, bops, and not sponsored. Kind of rhymes. Something there. Whatever.
Flops, bops, and T. Kyle's looking for a top.
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh! A married woman.
No.
Oh, celibate woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
a perfect time to join a convent, become a nun and
sue, a convent.
Yeah, sue Katy Perry.
Oh my God, and then die.
Katy Perry, please stop.
Oh no. Wow. Yeah. Did that happen this year when she killed the nun?
I think that was a long time ago, honestly, at this point. Katy Perry, please stop. That's the line. Please stop. 2018.
Oh.
This is a headline that...
This
is pre-low.
Low wasn't around then.
The Sydney Morning Herald. A nun begged Katy Perry to please stop, then collapsed and died.
Blasphemous.
Very, very. Then she went on to make Smile.
And became a Republican. Allegedly. Well, justice for teary eyes. Anyway, we will all see you next week for the third annual Lows. And if you are a supporter over on Patreon, we will see you after the show for the after show,
mm-hmm.
where we talk about things after the show. And until next week,
we will
see you
soon.
Well, if they don't tune in next week, we'll see them next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
I haven't showered since last year. Oh, wait. Camilla does that every year.
What?
She tweets that every year.
Oh. The Twitter files.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.